Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we broadcast on this Thursday edition of the program live from our Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station. And of course, we're broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and of course, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate all of you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done coast-to-coast and border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, along with the bulk mail center haulers, hauling the mail all across the country, and of course, our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, so of course we can get where we need to go. And let's not leave out of the mix our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can find us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And you can find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, Getter, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And, of course, our toll-free line, if you'd like to call in and opine, and there is a lot to talk about tonight. That is certainly the case. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. I'd love to hear from you and hear your opinion on everything that's going on today. And, of course, right here at the top of the program, as Captain Matt always does on the program at the top of the hour, we say the Pledge of Allegiance here on the show. And I invite you, wherever you are, to recite it along with me. Okay, here we go. Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, as the captain always tells you on the program, we emphasize those two words, under God, as our nation is founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, of course, as the captain says as well, we need a lot more of that these days, don't we? Well, of course, it has happened. We all know that Ron DeSantis has now thrown his hat into the ring, as it were, for the presidency of the United States. And, of course, it got off to a little bit of a rocky start in terms of what was supposed to be the Twitter launch. There was kind of marred by some technical glitches and so forth. And while in and of itself, that's nothing new when you're trying to put together some kind of technical communications and so forth. It was, of course, the fodder for many that wanted to criticize it. But really, I think what's going on here now with this Ron DeSantis announcement, I think we have to ask the following questions. And that is, how is this going to change the game now? Because heretofore, Ron DeSantis has been in polls. They've been polling on DeSantis versus Trump and so forth. And Ron DeSantis you know, the issue was always, well, he's not a declared candidate. You know, are these polls, are people responding to these polls with wishful thinking? What if Ron DeSantis really was a candidate? Would they reevaluate their position at that time? So all that goes into the mix, and now we're going to start finding out those answers as we move forward. But of course, those Twitter troubles, not a great way to start off the campaign. But who knows? Maybe sometimes you get off to a rocky start and then really get into high gear. But one of the things about the Twitter crashing, basically, or the servers melting, I think is how Elon Musk was describing it, is this notion that, of course, if there's so many people trying to get onto Twitter to hear Ron DeSantis answer questions, because let's face it, it was a little bit unorthodox. But maybe sometimes people react to unorthodox in the sense that, well, this is different. I can ask an unscripted live question of the candidate. Okay, I'm there. So you might have had a lot of people that had a lot of interest in this. Of course, it's being played out that, well, this was a disaster. In fact, I think the Trump campaign tweeted out just as much. It was a train wreck and this kind of thing. We'll get more into that here as we go through the program today, as we go, especially as we go through these first couple of segments. But I do want to know what you have to think about this, and that, of course, 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600 is the number to dial. So once again now with Ron DeSantis, now into the race. There are a lot of dynamics here. Number one, of course, is going to now be the grappling between Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. And as I was out there today here locally in Tampa, I'm hearing a lot. Now, first of all, I think the elephant in the room is going to be how do especially Floridians feel about Ron DeSantis now being in this race? And I think that you'll find that there's going to not be some kind of monolithic feeling one way or the other. And I do think it's going to be mixed, but that could be a major issue for Ron DeSantis moving forward. In other words, I think you have a lot of people who said, well, I voted for Ron DeSantis. I liked Ron DeSantis. I want the governor to stay in his position until he's finished and then go out and run for president. So there's a lot going on, and you better believe that the DeSantis campaign and DeSantis himself knows about this, you know, feels it out there. But does he have the fire in the belly that's just as overwhelming all that? Well, we're going to find out. Of course, he's going to now be in the spotlight like never before, as he now is running for president officially. Well, I officially hear the music coming up in my headphones here, which means we've got to go to break. When we come back, much, much more. 1-877-969-8600. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. Yes, we want to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. And, of course, we're looking at Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. Almost said California. I'm from California, sitting in for Captain Bruce tonight. Kyle Warren, of course, here with you. From California, but Ron DeSantis is still governor of Florida. Yes, that's exactly right. It is a very interesting development. Of course, we had heard the reports that he was going to announce here very, very soon, and of course, it now has come to pass. So I do want to know what you think about it. 1-877-969-8600 is the number to call. And Ron DeSantis, of course, had put out this campaign video as part of the launch. Of course, he's this idea that basically they want to – it's not Make America Great Again, right? It's the Great American Comeback. So now you better believe that no matter what slogan – Ron DeSantis would have come up with, or his campaign would have come up with, it's going to be twisted. It's going to be vilified. Somehow America needs a comeback. No, America, remember, from the far left and the squad and all these different groups that have some kind of vested interest in criticizing America overall. They're going to twist it and say, well, no, America can't even come back. Because why? Because America is broken. It's based on evil and racism and stuff like that. And, of course, we know that that's not true. But that is one of the latest things that is being used in order to try to create this full court press about America and how it's just terrible. Well, of course, it's not just terrible. It's so terrible that you have people literally risking their lives, walking 1,000 miles through Central America and so forth in order to get to the border of the United States of America, believing if they could just do that, that they're going to be okay. They're willing to risk it all. And something else I'd like to say, too, and that is when you have some of these individuals who criticize America the way that they do, they have to remember that the very reason they can even get up and criticize and say, you know, I think this and I don't like the country because of this and that and what have you. Well, their ability to do that pretty much exists because the founding fathers got together in 1776 and said, this isn't working. We've got to create a new thing. And they did. And what did they create? They created an atmosphere by which you had your First Amendment rights. It wasn't something that the government just simply said, okay, you can have that now, and we'll just take it away tomorrow if we feel like it, as we still see happening in some areas today, some countries today. It's not something that it's just a group of people get together in a room and say, okay, here are the people's rights. Well, of course not, because these are inalienable rights, that they're endowed by our Creator, and so on. It's I'm going to do a Joe Biden here. You know the thing, right? you know the thing. Oh, brother. All right. Well, back to Ron DeSantis and his campaign kickoff here. And, of course, you know, he's talking about, he says, our border is a disaster. Crime infests our cities. The federal government makes it harder for families to make ends meet. And how? And the president flounders, DeSantis says in the video, which came out, of course, on Thursday. So, of course, everything he's saying is right. Everything he's saying is true. But here's where the focus is going to be. And this is going to be thanks to the mainstream media and many others. The focus is not going to be on the border. It's not going to be on crime infesting our streets. It's not going to be about federal government making it harder for families to make ends meet. It's going to be about Trump versus DeSantis. Okay, and it's going to be, you know, it's like a cage match or something that they just really want to build up. And I do think, of course, they will try to get mileage out of this. Here's what I think. And this is what I'm hearing, too. When I'm here local in Tampa going around, and I am hearing that I think people do not want to see that kind of a cage fight, because they know that it's destructive overall, in general. It's going to be destructive. And that's true on the one hand. And on the other hand, of course, candidates have to be able to battle it out. They have to be able to sharpen their claws. It's never a good idea for a candidate to walk in a cakewalk and just get the nomination, because that doesn't really prepare them for the onslaught that is coming in the general election. And I do think, obviously, this election is going to be decided, as pretty much they always are, by the swing voters and so forth, because the bases are going to be there. Trump people are going to vote for Trump. You're going to have Biden people. They're going to vote for Biden. But I do think Biden's core is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Their strategy in the general election is going to try to recreate some of the circumstances of 2020. And, of course, you know, we've had callers to the program throughout the week saying, you know, they're not so sure that Biden's actually going to be the nominee. Could that be an historic first, almost, for the sitting president to not get the nomination in the modern era? Because, obviously, if that were to be the case, that I don't think that would strengthen Democrat unity or Democrat momentum. Because everything about Biden, I'm kind of jumping around here, but everything about Biden, the issues he's facing and this kind of stuff, everything about that would be, well, we're trying to fix this. We're trying to fix it. So here's another candidate. Now, it used to be Gavin Newsom, and maybe it could be again, but Gavin Newsom has to go and kind of disappear for a while. I think he needs to go to a secret undisclosed location because of the fact that the budget in California was so messed up that, you know, that's just fodder for campaign commercials and campaign attacks and this kind of thing. And rightly so, Gavin Newsom can't come out and say, everything's great in California. Look how successful I am. Now I need to be your president because guess what? I'm going to do the exact same thing to you. And that's people don't want that. They don't. They know better than that.
But it is an interesting dynamic now that Ron DeSantis is now in this race. How much of animosity and how much of a brawl is it going to be with Donald Trump? Well, that still remains to be seen. But I think early indications are it's going to be a brawl, right? But whatever that may be in terms of candidates saying, and this is really what candidates are supposed to be saying, you know, I think candidate A has some good ideas. He's in my own party, and we're kind of moving in generally the same direction, but I have a better way of doing it. I have more experience. I have this or that, and try to illuminate people on that regard. But unfortunately, what it does boil down to sometimes is that person's the worst person in the world. I can't imagine that they'd ever be there. And so voters are left to say, okay, I get it, but what's happening to my life and what's happening to my family, what's happening to my state, my community? So we will see. Trump, though, right now, advantage Trump because he was the president. He can say, I can put things back the way they were. I can do this again. I can deal with China. I can deal with strength from a position of strength, rather. I can do these things. I just need to be able to be sent back. DeSantis can say, basically, okay, I've had a genuine successes in Florida. I can show that I can stand up to many forces on the left who try to shatter everything I'm trying to do in Florida. So I'm tough. I don't give up. I'm there for you. And I think he'd be very, very right and successful in saying those kinds of things. And there's another dynamic here. I'll just say this real briefly before we go to break. There's another dynamic, and that is DeSantis or Nikki Haley or any of the other declared candidates can say something like, I can serve two terms. I can serve two consecutive terms as president, whereas President Trump likely could only serve the one term, right? And so that could be a sticking point, and that would make Trump's vice presidential pick even more important because this changes the dynamics of the 2024 race if Trump continues to roll along and gather momentum the way that he's doing. And, of course, you've also got the criminal investigation, or the criminal trial, rather, that's going to be starting up next March, right smack dab in the middle of the campaign season, and that also is another thing that you're adding into the mix here. So, like I said yesterday on the program, folks, it's not going to be boring. It's not going to be boring. You know what else isn't going to be boring? The next segment of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we roll along. 1-877-969-8600 is the number. We want to hear from you back right after this.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
It's a celebration. Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has formally announced his candidacy for the 2024 Republican nomination for president. DeSantis tweeted out his announcement due to glitches making his live event with Elon Musk delayed. President Biden commemorated the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas today. Speaking from the White House, Biden said,
I realize this is a really tough day for all the families. Remembering is important, but it's also painful.
He again urged Congress to do something to stop the epidemic of gun violence. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed. Another group is warning people not to travel to Florida. The Human Rights Campaign has joined Equity Florida to issue the travel warning, saying several new anti-LGBTQ state laws make it risky and unsafe to travel to the Sunshine State. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on through the overnight hours, strolling across your radio dial, 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone number to call in and opine. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on this Thursday edition of the program. Hope that you're well. And first of all, before we continue, I want to let everybody know that this portion of our program is brought to you by MyPillow. And, of course, Captain Matt lets all the listeners know about the great people and the great products at MyPillow. And, of course, they do have amazing products. From the MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few, MyPillow does have a lot to offer. And, of course, don't forget, folks, as I've been mentioning here on the program, everybody in the professor's family, everybody in my family, we all sleep on a MyPillow. Mrs. Professor loves her slippers. I got her those slippers. And then she turned around and she got me the slippers for Christmas. And they've been keeping my feet toasty warm, especially in the certainly while we were going through all those storms and cold weather in California. And I understand it's kind of cold and overcast back home tonight as well, so I'm sure that she has her MyPillow slippers on. And we sleep on the Giza sheets every night, by the way. We love them. They are absolutely the most comfortable sheets that we've ever had. And now you can save 50% on MyPillow Giza bed sheet sets. As low as $29.98. That's as low as $29.98. And, of course, the slippers, sandals, and slides are also now as low as $19.95. But the key is you got to use the promo code CAPTAIN. So go over to MyPillow.com and make your selections. Maybe it's the Giza sheets. Maybe it's the slippers or sandals or slides. Maybe it's the new MyPillow 2.0 or the towel sets, which we have, by the way, as well. I love these towels. They're the best towels we ever had. I don't think we'll ever buy another kind of towel after using the MyPillow towels. But go over to their website, MyPillow.com, check out the great selections, and then when you've made your selection, just you enter the promo code Captain. It's real simple. Just one word, Captain. And if you'd like to talk to a real person, you'd have a real nice real person on the other end of the line. Simply dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And once again, be sure to use the promo code Captain. You'll get all the deep discounts and, of course, save a bundle. Once again, MyPillow.com. Promo code is Captain. Well, we're going to get to some of the other news here in a moment. There's a lot more to talk about, of course, with Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump's reaction to this, his campaign's reaction to Ron DeSantis putting his hat in the ring for the presidency. But first, and we'll be talking about this, too, as we go through the hours of the program this morning, and that is we have lost a music icon, a rock and roll icon. And, of course, I'm talking about the passing at age 83 of Tina Turner, known as the Queen of Rock and Roll. And she was just a major force. There's no doubt about it, a major force in American rock music. And she was also generational. You know, there are people who grew up, especially when she got a lot of those hits as well in the 80s. You know, she was singing to an entirely new generation of people, and then of course later on that sort of cycled back again, right? Tina Turner always was out there, and the amount of energy that she had was just always overwhelming. I remember growing up and watching Tina Turner, especially back in the old days, and Ike and Tina Turner and Proud Mary, and just the amount of energy up on the stage and the amount of what she was giving to the audience was just unbelievable. And talk about being a trailblazer. Talk about, you know, forging the path forward. You know, she has done that for countless women artists and, you know, countless other artists as well. I mean, it just that's the thing about music. Music really does, you know, cross all these different barriers. You know, you could probably have people that are in a different political stance over here and a different political stance over there, and you get them talking about music and so forth, and in this case, Tina Turner, and people would say, oh, yeah, well, I know, I love that Tina Turner song. Oh, no, that's great, I remember the first time I heard that, you know, and it does really bring people together. And something else that occurred to me as well, and that is, you know, Tina Turner coming from the generation she was in and coming up at the time in American history that she did, you know, she was an entertainer, an artist. And yes, entertainers and artists have their political views, they have their societal and social views and so forth, but it never defined them, ultimately. What defined them was their musical ability. What defined them was how, you know, the energy they imparted in their songs, in their performances. And nowadays, I think it's kind of reversed. And I'm sad to say that. I think it's kind of reversed. It's, you know, well, first of all, here's my societal beliefs. Now here's my music, right? And so you're kind of pigeonholed in. It's like, well, I don't know. I guess I gotta kind of believe the way they believe, or only support the things they support, or go against the things they go against. But back in the day, you know, I think it was a little bit different. You know, of course, you look in the 1960s and you see, for example, as the Beatles were going through their cycle up until, you know, 1970. And, of course, you had different political views coming out and so on and so forth. But even so, back then, doesn't it look kind of quaint and tame the way that it kind of appears today? But again, music it unites people together mostly nowadays. Tina Turner, I think, was one of those artists that just crossed over those barriers. She wasn't, there was never going to be another one like her. I think we all knew it. And I appreciated her music very, very much. And I think that, we'll never see the like of her again. And it's also kind of a sad reminder because, you know, we're starting to see a lot of these aging rockers, unfortunately, you know, pass away at these ripe old ages. And, you know, now you start looking at others and it's kind of sad. But the legacy that Tina Turner left is really, really something that's not going to be forgotten very, very soon. I'd like to know what you think about Tina Turner and her passing. And that number is 1-877-969-8600. And we're just going to hear a little bit of Tina Turner's song, Simply the Best, one of her hits from the 80s.
I call you, I need you, my heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wild. You come to me, give me everything I need. Give me a life.
So there you have Tina Turner right there. I mean, again, just one of the most iconic artists that we're ever going to hear or see again, and somebody who just knew how to do it right, absolutely. And the things that she overcame in her life were phenomenal. And, you know, probably overcame these great obstacles with a lot of, obviously a lot of perseverance and a lot of heart and a lot of not giving up. And so I think especially young artists these days, and just anybody out there facing any kind of a real issue in their life, keep going, and you don't stop, and you just keep kicking and scratching and fighting, you're going to come out the other end. And I think that's kind of a good story, I think, that comes out of Tina Turner's life, because she did endure a lot of abuse and a lot of other things that were very, very unpleasant. There's no doubt about that. And so we definitely pay tribute to Tina Turner on the program here tonight. We've lost one of the best. All right, folks, stay right there. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Kathy Curtis. What is on your mind? 1-877-969-8600 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course, who's still getting better. I talked to the captain earlier today, and he's still getting better. And you better believe he wants to be back on the program as soon as is humanly possible. And he wanted me to thank everybody out there for all of the prayers, all of the love, all of the good wishes that he is getting. And believe me, folks, he feels it. He knows about it. And he is absolutely just grateful to each and every listener out there, the affiliate stations as well, just everybody with this grand outpouring, and we just really appreciate it, and I know that he does especially appreciate it. All right, so folks, it is a time for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report as we look across the interstates and the highways and byways throughout the nation this morning. We're going to start in Texas with the aerial flood watches. This is going to be up on I-20 around Amarillo, from a little bit east of Amarillo all the way over to the border with New Mexico, going south through Plainville and Lubbock. And then let's see here. Looks like we got a severe thunderstorm watch as well. This is going to be in Brownville, also in Leveland, and over towards Lubbock as well. Turns into a severe thunderstorm warning. Switching over here to our radar map, we can see a much better representation here. We do have the rain that's right now coming across I-20. This is going to be east of Amarillo. Then you get a little bit of a break. Then as you head into Shamrock, up towards Elk City, and a little bit west, pardon me, east of there, you've got rain and sometimes moderate to heavy rain coming across I-20. And this, of course, also, I should say, is also going up into Oklahoma, across the border over towards Elk City and so forth. Then south down through Childress, then also down to Guthrie, and it's going to go west over there through Lubbock and then up through Plainville, as I was talking about before. So you definitely have heavy rain. Also, this is going to be skirting the border between New Mexico and Texas. And then as you head up again towards I-20, I should say here, I-40, I correct myself right there, in the Tucumcari area and Bard, definitely have a lot of rain coming across the road right there. So be careful. Let's see how far this extends downward. Well, it doesn't go quite as far as Roswell, so we won't have to issue our typical weather alert for all alien spacecraft that might be flying in the area there. I've said that a couple of times on the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, and Captain starts laughing. I always know I got him when I get him to laugh like that. But at any rate, I think it's okay. But they're probably tuning into the program anyway. Let's see here. Up in Montana this morning, if you're coming out I-94 towards Miles City, you've got rain that starts east of there. It's going to be with you all the way up through Glendive and over to the border with North Dakota. And then up near Glasgow in that area, U.S. Highway 2, Glasgow looks clear on the radar, but it's sort of boxed in by rain, so I'll bet you it's going to have rain anytime soon. And then, of course, over towards Wolf Point, that's where you're going to have the majority of the rain that's going to impact you, I think, driving in that area. Then in northern Montana, this is going to be near Kalispell, just northeast of there. Rain looks like, of course, up there in the high elevations in the mountains, it looks like. So that's what we're looking at in terms of rain. Now, I can tell you this, too. Well, there's rain in Orlando right now as I'm looking down into Florida. Some other rain near Palm Bay, that's skirting the coastline there. And down near Port St. Lucie, you've got a band of rain. That's, of course, going to impact you if you're coming down I-95 in that area. So just be aware of that. And I can tell you, earlier today, as I was on my way to go see the captain, this rainstorm came along, and it was, you know, they have the term, what do they call it, gully washer? Yeah, I think they call it that, or they call it torrential. And I told a friend of mine back home, I said, there's a massive rainstorm today in the Tampa Bay area. This rainstorm would have easily washed us away in California. it would have been so overwhelming. That would have been it, you know. And the news would have come on and said, that's it, folks. You got to head for the hills. We've never seen anything like this. And that's about the way that it felt. So I'll leave you with that description of it. Okay, folks, don't forget, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program by the good people, of course, at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers want to be your oasis out there on the road, whatever it might be. You want to come in from the storm, or if you want to come in from a hot day or a cold day in the nighttime, whatever it might be, they do want to be your oasis out there, especially for our over-the-road truckers and, of course, our RVers out there now. The RV people are going to be out there seeing the highways and byways of the land and hopefully visiting some of our nation's national parks, which is a wonderful thing to be able to do. But right now, Pilot and Flying J has a great offer going on, and that is you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. It's real easy to do. You simply text SAVE10, that's SAVE10, S-A-V-E, the number 1, the number 0, SAVE10 to 26494, and you're going to be able to save 10 cents a gallon. Here's how it works. You text SAVE10 to 26494, then you select your driver type. Now, at the pump, you're going to enter your payment method and your phone number, and when you're asked for your My Rewards Plus app information. And this goes together, right? And we'll talk about My Rewards Plus here in a moment. And then you're just going to start pumping and saving because you're going to see the price roll back on the screen right there. So it's kind of like a reverse thing at Vegas slot machine. It's just going to roll right back. Right. And so it'll show you that you're saving. Now, the My Rewards Plus app, of course, listeners to the program and all of the new listeners, and we're so glad to get new listeners out there every single day to the program. You want to go to pilotflyingj.com and you want to join the My Rewards Plus app, because with the My Rewards Plus app, you're going to be able to get great offers. You're going to be able to access different amenities, like reserving your parking space for your rig as you're out there. I mean, that's going to be really, really cool to do. And you can earn bonus points when you do that, in addition to the points that you're going to earn anyway by being a member of the My Rewards Plus app and making purchases, purchasing fuel and so forth at Pilot and Flying J Travel Center. So it's a great offer. It's a great thing to do. And so simply go to pilotflyingj.com. It's that simple. And the captain also raves about the food at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And that in and of itself is a great reason to drop in. All right. Well, this is weather related, but it's not in the continental United States, but it is in Guam, right? This is in Guam. Guam has weathered its most powerful storm in years without any major damage on Thursday after Super Typhoon Maywar unleashed winds of up to 150 miles per hour and a torrential rain on the western Pacific island. And this is from Reuters. All but 1,000 of the island's 52,000 homes and businesses lost power. So all but 1,000, according to the Guam power authority. But government officials reported nothing unusual in hospital emergency rooms and only moderate damage such as flooding, fallen debris, and downed power lines. I'm so glad we're all safe. We have weathered this storm. The worst has gone by. The governor, Lou Leon Guerrero, said in a video message. Still, she warned that people stay home for their own safety until the government declared it was safe. And the roads seem passable, she said, but you should not be on the road. So via the internet, I'm absolutely positive we've got people in Guam who are listening to the program. So they are definitely saying don't get on the road. And, of course, in the U.S. territory of Guam there, they have about 170,000 people, including about 10,000 U.S. military personnel. So we are sending you our best wishes. It is good news that the island has weathered the storm without any major damage. This is a Category 4 super typhoon. So that is something that is definitely something that is you don't want to go through if you don't have to. But I'm glad that the news is, of course, relatively good coming out, and that there we don't have any reports of major damage or loss of life and that kind of thing. So some power outages, but they're going to get that fixed, because that's important too, no doubt about that. Folks, the Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along your radio dial through the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, 1-877-969-8600. And we are going to be right back after you hear the top of the hour news. We pay some bills. We'll be right back with hour number two. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.